Yo, welcome back to Fact Check, that is, podcast. It's been a little hiatus, been gone, but we back, had to get some things in order, made a couple changes, some life changes happened, and back bigger, better, and better content, more stories, and I just appreciate all of the listeners, everybody who got us on your playlist, checking us out on Spotify and on podcast platforms. Appreciate you guys. Got some big things coming. The merch is on the way. It'll be up on the website where you can order. And, support the movement. Fact Check is podcast, Social Emotional Learning Club. We out here. We back. So, today's topic, something I wanted to get this out the day it happened. It was something I had to process. And it's nothing big. I mean, it's the small things that get us worked up most of the time. It'd be like the little things that poke at us and upset us more than the big things. You know, I got in a car accident a while back, and it really didn't upset me. The girl just was being careless, like we all do sometimes while we're driving, and she hit me. You know, didn't ruin my day. I wasn't mad at her, you know, I wasn't angry, I wasn't upset, and so I'm a thrifter. I love hitting the thrift stores, and one of my favorite ones in St. Petersburg area, Benelli's Park, Salvation Army. Now, I'm not a senior citizen, but on Mondays, it's senior day, right? Senior day. 50% off. What? I had to stop by and check it out the first time I went. I seen the parking lot was packed. I'm like, man, what are they giving away over at the Salvation Army? First time going to this spot a couple years ago. So yeah, I've been slapping the head for a while. You know, I've gotten brand new some of my favorite jeans. I got a brand new pair of Calvin Klein jeans. They were meant for me. Perfect size. Perfect wash color I wanted. And I'm like, man, people just give away so much stuff. And you know, if you're not in the thrifting, hey, it's like, to me, it's like a scavenger hunt. You're trying to find, you know, that one jewel that's in there that's nobody got, you know, or an old school shirt, like the button up flower shirts he's wearing, Hawaii 5-0 type style, you know, Miami Vice. You know, stuff like that. My very first trench coat, I looked up and found that in the thrift store. A $300 London Fog, a trench coat. I got it for $8. I'll never forget it. And it came in handy. They're like, when you ever need a trench coat in Florida? Yeah, trust me, trench coat mafia. You better get you one. Come in handy. So, the topic of the day is not about thrifting. It's about people being company workers. You're a company man. You're a company woman. That means you follow the rules by the T. You're not bending. You ain't folding. You ain't breaking for nobody. That's what it's about. Because I ran into one of these people while I was trying to get my thrift on. And it happened to be the person that checks you out, the cashier. Now, on a Monday at the Salvation Army when you're thrifting, you know, people are going to be next to you. Sometimes you got to maybe just not go on that aisle because, you know, people come stand, try to shoulder to shoulder, look at the same shirt you're looking at. Like, bro, my hand's still on it. What are you doing? They don't care. So you got to, you know, have some patience sometimes. There'll be a lot of old people there too. There'll be a lot of old people there. They be sitting around. The old people come there just to hang out. They be sitting on the furniture with their magazines. I mean, if I'm in there for 30, 45 minutes, that person was there before I got there, and they there when I'm leaving. You ain't thrifting, man. You taking an afternoon break hanging out. You didn't want to go to, that's the new mall for the old people. That's the new mall. They been there talking, they had a little coffee. Man, you know, I can't be mad at them, man. I can't be mad at them. But yeah, so you got all different kinds of people in there, but majority of they old. And, you know, you got to sometimes be patient. The workers, same thing. And they just doing their jobs. So when you thrift it, even if it has a brand new tag on it, they're going to put their tag on it. It's going to be like a little, a colorful tag. They got like three different colors. They mean something different. Not sure. But they mean something different. When they had the sales, they say about the tag colors and stuff like that. And they just, they like little staple it right to the collar of the shirt. So you can easily like slide the staple out. It don't damage the shirt. On the jeans, they'll put it like on a belt loop or something like that. So this particular day, again, it's a senior Monday, 50% off. I had already plotted this the day before Sunday. I knew I was going. So I had just bagged up probably, man, 20 or 30 shirts, 10 to 15 pair of pants and shorts, a couple sweatpants, a couple of sweaters. I had just bagged all that stuff up and put it in my trunk. Not to donate to the Salvation Army, but I actually take my donation like that. I take them down to where the homeless population is, and sometimes somebody get the whole bag. I dump it on one person, like, yo, you want some stuff, some clothes? You know, I got some nice stuff in here to keep you warm. You can trade it out, you can sell it, you can sleep on it, do what you're gonna do, man, get your hustle on. And dump them a whole bag, and they'll be appreciative of that type of stuff, you know. It ain't always the money they're looking for. Sometimes these folks, they want a fresh pair of pants, you know, a clean pair of socks. That's worth more than a little change you throw them, you know. So I did that the day before, and I'm like, yeah, I gotta rack up some more stuff. So, you know, I'm finna go get my thrift on. So I'm in the thrift store, I'm looking around. Again, perfect pair of pants. I mean, literally, somebody picked them up and then put them back on the rack, and they just threw them across the thing. I turned, I looked, I said, oh, what? Easy lick, perfect size, perfect wash, perfect price. Let's get it. Got those. Found another pair of pants, got those. Then I start hitting the shirts. I'm like, hey, give me a couple polos, you know. I'm thumbing through. Bam, fresh Nautica. Barely used. Bam, an activewear shirt. Nice active sportswear polos. Got that one. So I end up, you know, picking about, I had like 8 items. So I had like 6 shirts and 2 pair of pants. Boom, I'm in line. I'm feeling good because the shirts I found, like, man, I was looking for colors like this style, and I actually found more than one of what I wanted. So I'm like, cool, happy about it. The shirt I wanted the most. Now, my mind could have been playing tricks on me. I'm not, man, we ain't reading price tag. Well, we check the price tag. And what they say, we ain't got to check the price tag. If we like it, we grabbing it. We popping tags off at the counter. Know what I'm saying? We ain't checking no price tags. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We thrifting, baby. We out here balling. We balling out in the Salvation Army. You know what I'm saying? Keeping it a buck. So, yeah, man, I get to the line. Boom, boom, boom. Throw my stuff on the counter. Hey, how you doing today, young lady? Boom, boom, boom. I'm okay. Okay. All right, you working. I feel you. You ain't one of the talkative ones. I got you. It's all good. My day going great. Boom, boom, boom. And I'm watching how she asked. She just looking at numbers, trying to memorize the prices in her head, and then put the amount of items for that same price that's in there. Boom. Okay, I'm not gonna mess up your system, but just don't. I'm watching the numbers you put in now. Make sure you ain't overcharging me. Now I want my 50% plus the right price. Boom, boom, boom. She get down to the last shirt. The last shirt that I really wanted, and she looking all at the shirt. She looking all at it. She says, I can't sell you this. Says, what do you mean? It doesn't have a price tag. I'm like, yeah, dude. I'm like, it has to. I looked at it. You know, it should be $5.99. Should be $5.99. Nope, not on there. I say maybe it came off when you was aggressively pulling the hangers out of the neck area, trying to stretch the neck out, make them the collars look all drunk. Nope, and she looked on the ground. Nope, it's not on the ground. I'm like, well, this ring is $5.99. Every other shirt I got in there was either $5.99 or $7.99. Just $5.99. Oh, $7.99. I don't care. Put either one on there. Nope, doesn't have a tag. I can't sell it. What do you mean? It's a little piece of green paper with a price written on it. If I can pull a dollar out of my pocket and write the price on it and staple it to it and we just start over. How about that? I can't sell it to you. Now I'm about to go to the next level. Manager around here, who the flow manager? Who put the tags on the items? I need to talk to them. Nope, it has to go back to the warehouse. To the warehouse? It's already been tossed and cleaned, how y'all do it, sprayed down, whatever, hung up, price was on it. And now you saying the price disappeared. Just put the $7.99 on that, sweetheart. What we talking about, baby? Gotta go back to the warehouse. She looks at me and aggressively tosses the shirt in the warehouse basket. Tells me my total price. My mouth is almost on the floor. And I'm just looking at the basket. There's a couple things I could do here. I could wait till she turned her back, pull it out the basket, you know, walk around the store a little bit, pull another tag off and just put it on there. You know? I could just grab it and run out the store, but that wouldn't be smart. Or I just pay for my items and complain about it. And that's what I end up doing. Missed out on a good shirt because I didn't know the rules. You got to know the rules if you want to play the game. It ain't just a thrifting game. It's a life game. Know the rules. Because if I would have known, I would have popped another tag off. I wouldn't have had that problem with Miss Suzanne, whatever her name was. She wouldn't have disrespected me like that over no shirt. Man, listen. I often had that shirt. I got a nice pair of pants to go with it. It's got some new shoes. I'm like, man, this is going to be a nice little shirt right here, man. I like this shirt, man. Remind me of a shirt I had back in the day. Lady bust my whole bubble, man. She did me wrong. So you're going thrifting, and the item don't have a tag on it. Put one on there. Grab something from somewhere else and put it on there. You know, I'm not telling you to lower the price. What I'm saying is, if there ain't no price, just, you know, average it out. But don't get caught like that. Don't get caught like that. She probably wanted that shirt for herself. That's the thing about it. She wanted the shirt for herself. But then I realized she was just doing her job. She might have got in trouble, reprimanded about doing that before or something. I don't know. But she was a real company woman that day. And I don't think she just did it to me. I think she's like that with everybody. But we can't let our emotions get us all upset because somebody doing their job. Yeah, I can't say nothing about it. She was doing her job. And a lot of us get upset and mad at others because they're only doing their job and we can't dictate the outcome. So social emotional learning, we got to learn to manage our emotions even when other people's emotions are sometimes out of whack. You know, out of character. So, yeah, man, that was my thrifting story. That was a hard one to take, man. Hard one to take. But, yeah, man, thanks for checking in. I'll be back with another episode very soon. Got some big things coming, the merch coming. Make sure y'all check us out. Keep us locked in the podcast. Go check out the website, repyourhood.com, repurhood.com. I'm out. It's your boy, Rico Jackson.